Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Discover Covington County Hospital's Swing Bed Program, offering comprehensive care for patients transitioning from acute hospital care to home. With a focus on rehabilitation, we ensure a smooth journey back to your home environment. Choose Covington County Hospital, where your health care matters.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're on the road today, Bob Kelly and Dima, with our good friends down here at Ramey Motors in Purvis. Always happy to be down here with these great guys. And they've all got some cool stuff to talk about. Dakota Baker will be joining us a little later to do just that. But first, we want to get right to the program. We want to bring Glenn Dyer on the Eagle Hour with us again this morning, afternoon. Glad to have Glenn back on the show. Glenn, I know you and Dima have been covering spring football, the spring football game tomorrow. I've been anxious to get you back on. I wanted to get your overall view of what you've seen in spring football and what you anticipate fans will see tomorrow.
Hey guys, good to be back. Yeah, spring has been, you know, going out there for several years. This is probably the most unique spring that I've ever, you know, encountered. And when you consider that we had a senior laden team last year, and Coach Huff probably took the rest of the guys that would have helped with him to Memphis. So Blake had the unenviable task. To do what now?
I said they would. Those players would have helped a little bit, right?
Yeah, just a little bit. So they pretty much left Blake with what's known as the empty cupboard, bare bones. So Blake's had to go find 80 new guys in about 2 weeks during a portal window. And two deep, he had to find a new two deep on the offensive and the defensive side of the ball. So that's 44 new guys he had to plug in. He has one returner starting out of his two deep on both sides of the ball, and that's Brock Roman, the center guard guy. So the rest of it is all brand new. So
that can't be good, Glenn, right? That really can't be good.
No, it's not. It's tough. I'm hoping people give Blake and his guys a little grace. You know, it's going to take a little time to put this all back together. And the offense was obviously they're way ahead of things because it's the same system. He brought Kyle Cephalo in, a guy that's coached under him for many years. Kyle came in as the wide receiver coach and wide receiver coordinator over there at Cal Berkeley, so he's come in, but he's been running Blake's system for years, so it's the same thing. So those guys have some familiarity over there. I guess the big question is going to be on the defensive side of the ball. New defensive coordinator, new scheme, all new guys. There's no starters returning. There's one guy returning out of 22, a linebacker, and Mathis Haygood that got a few snaps last year, so everything over there is brand new. I've liked what I've seen. I think they did themselves some favor signing some big safeties that they've brought in. I feel good about the corners that they've brought in. I think they're solid there and too deep there. My biggest concern on that side of the ball is probably the front seven. You know, with your front line and your linebackers, that's gonna be a big lift for those guys. But I think even though there's no portal window coming this week, these coaches are fixing to hit the recruiting trail hard, hitting junior colleges all over the country for May grads, and they're. Even though they say there's no portal, there's some semblance of a portal. So I look for USM to go find 4 to 6 new guys, and you know, with the majority of them being on that defensive side of the ball along the D-line and linebackers to kind of bolster that group.
Well, we can report, though, that none of the guys that have been brought in were picked up at Walmart with a cardboard sign in front of them saying, "Will linebacker for food" or anything like that, right?
I mean, it's, I don't think
so. No, none of that. None of that at this point, Kelly.
Okay, no, well, that's good. So usually the rap on spring games, Glenn, is that it's just so bland and vanilla that nobody's really going to show anything. But there probably wouldn't be a whole lot to show necessarily anyway just because of that lack of experience. Is that a reasonable presumption?
Yeah, that's 100%. You know, talking to Blake all through spring, you know, one of the normal questions you always ask the head coach is, where are you at with your install, you know, process? And he said, look, we're not even worried about the install right now. We're trying to install, you know, you know, our system here in terms of, you know, accountability, our culture, getting to know these guys, the install's kind of on the back burner. They'll continue to install, you know, through the summer and all that. But it's just been a matter of teaching the culture, and that's been, a daily basis, what's expected of these guys, you know.
And you really don't know, because it all comes down to what does everybody else in the Sun Belt have, which we're not going to really get any indication of that until at least Media Day, which generally happens that last week in July. So as tough as things might seem, again, you just don't know what you're up against because you don't want what everybody else in the league has got.
Yeah, that's correct, Kelly. I mean, I think James Madison, with them losing their coach, I think they're in a similar situation to Southern, having to restock, you know, coaching staff and a whole new group of football players. But I don't think it's to the point that, you know, maybe Blake's had to deal with here with that, you know, cover being so bare. I think there's going to be some, you know, UL, Lafayette's had to replace a lot of guys. So, yeah, there are going to be a lot of teams that are in the same boat as us. You just got to see what that looks like. Is it, you know, to the degree our situation was, and how is that going to play in the fall?
You know, Glenn, every single year in the summer, you know, they'll come out with the Sun Belt preseason poll and decide who's going to be the best team in the league and stuff. And I just think we're going to get, you know, as we get deeper and deeper into the transfer portal and having to replace teams, as much as the preseason poll is good and, you know, fans can talk about it and stuff, I mean, I think we're going to get to a point where there's not going to be a preseason poll anymore because you just don't know. I mean, you're basically just going to be picking based on what happened last season.
You're almost throwing darts.
Right.
Yeah, and if you're trying to project, you know, teams by the guys they went and got, you know, Sun Belt teams pick up a lot of D2 guys, JUCO guys. I mean, there's really no way to project it. You're right. It's all for the fans, and I don't see any way it could have any accuracy at all.
Because the truth of the matter is that, I mean, we're not going to know anything about any Sun Belt team until they play each other. Because there's just so much roster turnover. Because we talk a lot about Southern Miss's roster turnover, but like everybody's saying here, you know, it's not just them. They're not exclusive in that. The whole Sun Belt's dealing with it. Southern Miss is probably dealing with it maybe to more of an extensive degree just because of how many players they lost. But everybody's dealing with it in some fashion. And I do think Southern Miss has something going for them, Glenn, because I've kind of said that this year in the Sun Belt is going to be an offensive-heavy league because of the defense is not being that strong. And I think because, like of what you just said, the offense seems to be a step ahead because they've already been in the system. You got two quarterbacks in Liddy and John White already in the system. Hampton seems to have been, you know, kind of figuring himself out a little bit too. And you got that going for you. And really, if your offensive line is just good enough, you know, you'd feel pretty decent about your offensive chances to score some points.
Yeah, and I feel good about where Southern is offensively just for the reasons you mentioned, and to add to that quarterback situation, you know, so many years, you know, Will Hall brought guys in who had never sniffed a D1 snap in their life. I mean, these guys have D1 snaps under their belt. Ethan Hampton has 3 years at NIU, went into Notre Dame and beat them 16-14 a couple of years ago. These guys have been under the gun, and that's huge at the most important position on the field offensively, a quarterback. And, you know, last year we couldn't run the football, and it really limited what Blake could do with his playbook. I think they're going to be able to run the ball a little bit this year. I think they upgraded their running back room. They got some more speed, some more shake, and they got some physical guys too. I think that's an upgraded room. I think the quarterback's going to be fine. Along the old line, Blake mentioned that he wanted to get bigger and more physical up front. I think he's done that. The biggest question is, you know, he's brought some guys in that I think could be step up from what they had last year. They just don't have any experience yet. And experience is, you know, a huge factor. These guys are just going to have to go out there and, you know, by trial by fire when the season starts.
Yeah. Real quick, Glenn, I know we're almost out of time, but just give me your overall thoughts on this weekend against Texas State as far as baseball-wise.
I think it's a pivotal weekend, man. I think it's a pivotal weekend for us, and I think it's a pivotal weekend for Texas State as well. You see they've elected to throw two of their bullpen guys instead of their starters. You know, that's a little bit of a reach, if you ask me. Maybe some desperation, looking for a spark. You know, both teams are looking to define their season at this weekend to some extent.
You got a prediction for us this weekend?
I got Southern winning 2 out of 3, man, taking the series. I still think these guys are going to get it going.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I hope so. And I agree with you totally. It's got to start this weekend. I mean, it's got to start.
It definitely feels like a fork in the road moment of the season to me of, like, what team are they going to be?
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, they're crucial. Their motto this weekend should be urgency, urgency, urgency.
Yeah.
Well, you got to start out tonight because you're throwing your best guy tonight. Right. He's got to perform. He needs to go a good 5-6 innings, right, Glenn?
Yeah, and I think he's well capable of that. His last outing was fantastic. You know, I think he's starting to settle into that Friday night guy. It's just, you know, what's behind it? How's that going to play out? I feel pretty comfortable, yeah. You know, with what, you know, Graydon brings on a Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. All right, buddy, we sure appreciate your time, and I look forward to having you back on the Eagle Hour soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, Glenn Dyer, everybody. You think John White has any chance, Dima?
Yeah, I do.
Actually, that's changed.
Yeah, it has.
Your opinion has evolved about the past 3 weeks, yeah?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, coming into spring, I didn't think he had much of a chance, but, you know, just because I didn't think his arm strength was on par with the other two guys, but seeing him in that first scrimmage, he probably looked the best out of the three, and they've really, I would really like to talk to him soon and just kind of see what he did with his arm to increase his arm strength, especially like to far side of the field throws. I think he has a
chance. I'd sure like to see him get the job because here's a kid that has stuck it out.
Sure.
And he's becoming increasingly rare in the world of college football.
But on the other hand, you know, how do you tell Hampton to come here and you're not getting the starting job?
Yeah,
my only thought.
That's right. All right, we're at Ramey Motors down here in Purvis. Dakota Baker's going to join us. I'm sure there's lots of cool things to talk about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're at the Ramey Motors down here in Purvis, Mississippi. We are looking for Dakota Baker. Here he comes. Always fun to be here at Ramey's. These are great clients and great supporters of our show, and we're always very grateful for them having us down here. Dakota, back on the Eagle Hour with us. Dakota, as is the case every time I come down here, I just see all kinds of boy toys all around here. What's hot this time of the year, my man?
Mic check, we're good.
Yeah, you're good.
So, man, right now boats are just killing it, dude. We just got a new load in, waiting on trailers. We have 9 of the 20 that just come in pre-sold already, so we're waiting on the trailers for those. That's really been the biggest hit for us right now. It got warm early this year. We didn't really have a hard winter towards the end of it, you know, towards deer season. So, really, that's been our best thing. Mowers kicked off great. Good warm weather, right? 0% finance on all of our mowers, so that's kicked off really well.
That's a machine that you cut grass with, Kelly, but you have to physically do that. Go ahead.
I'm glad you explained that because I'm going, what is that?
We can do a tutorial later if we need to, Kelly. Nonetheless, though, but yeah, man, and look, but really everything's kind of kicked off just because of the weather. People can get out. They can tractors. Skid steers, excavators. I mean, we sent an excavator today to Nevada. Got a local guy does railroad work out there. We got a one of our salesmen. He knows them and sell them here local, and he's got rail yards all over the place. He's doing them, so we're sending stuff from literally coast to coast. So
I'm curious about the boats. What all kind of boats do you get? Are these bay boats mostly? Were duck boats? What are they?
So right now we're really hitting the river boat, the John boat market, really hard around here. And a lot of our rivers, where are we in right now? We're in a small drought, right? So rivers are low. You can't run a prop motor really on them in most spots. So we have killed the game around here with jet foots. Every boat I think so far this year, we've sold about 70 jet foots. So, I mean, you're talking about a boat that us three could get in, go to the Leaf River and run in 2.5 inches, 3 inches of water on plane rolling. So, and that's what we've really killed the market around here, man, doing really good with those. But also, I mean, crap, we've got guys coming from Ohio. I have a guy right now that put a deposit on one from Texas. John's got a guy from Arkansas and Missouri. So it's not just local guys. We're hounding them. We're getting them 10, 12 hours away are coming in and buying these boats.
Now, can you order a boat? Say I come down here and I want a bay boat with specific type of engine, et cetera. Can you order that?
Absolutely. We can order pretty much anything to spec you want. Now, timeline on certain things, it can be 6 to 8 weeks out, and then some of them are 2 to 3 weeks out, depending. Yeah. If you want more of your chill, just run-of-the-mill boat, 2 to 3 weeks, we could have you something in stock. But sometimes if you get a more custom, you know, like Kelly would be accustomed to, you know, wider seat.
Have to be wider, yeah.
And bigger motor bigger on the back, four-blade prop to get him on plane quick.
Kelly ain't getting in no boat that has only a 2.5-inch draft. Am I right about that?
Draft? You're talking about beer now. Now we're talking.
No, Kelly, yeah, we can really get into talking about that.
Yeah. What about your side-by-sides? I know they're enormously popular, right?
Side-by-sides, very popular, but a new thing. Finally, Honda released that they will be coming out with a new 1000 this year. They're gonna totally revamp the 1000 3, 5, and 6, and they introduced the 3-seater cabin air. So that's what we've been waiting on for years. That's going to be big for us this year. And hopefully we see the 3-seaters around June, and now our crew cab HVACs, probably you're not going to see them till middle of hunting season.
What normally do people utilize side-by-sides for?
Man, really and truly, it used to be utility and working, but nowadays, I mean, it's just people that's got land like me where I used to live in Dixie. We had 300 or 400 acres of family land. I mean, it was nice just to go buy a buggy, all the family gets on it, turn the radio on, go check cows, ride trails, and just kind of go cruise. But, I mean, then you got guys that mud ride in them, and you got guys that are a little bit older that farm, and some guys really have long driveways, and they want to take their trash out, them and their wife just ride around on it. Yeah. There's so many purposes for them, and then I think that's why the cabin airs have become so popular, is because the luxury of them. I mean, you can literally go hunting and you can have the amenities of a pickup truck in your side-by-side. So, and that's a big thing for us on those, man. Yeah. And we really kill the market on them as well.
These are outdoor activities we're talking about, Kelly. People go outside and
do
physical things.
There are people that are lazy enough that would drive down their driveway in a golf cart to get the mail?
Yes, you would.
Oh, I was saying, I don't pick up my mail, but I can't imagine that somebody would never walk to their own mailbox.
Ernesto
does that for me. Yeah.
That always comes down to money, Dakota. Financing?
Oh, financing's easy on all of them. I mean, Honda has their own bank, so we can buy deep up to 84 months on those. And then, you know, tractors, lawnmowers, that's all 0% stuff you can do on those. I mean, and then our excavators, skisters, we can still do 0% for people on those. That's your biggest market right now. People want to use the bank's money versus paying cash if they can get 0%.
Actually, this is a busy time of year, too, because tax season, people are getting their refunds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was a big thing, I'd say, about a month and a half ago. I guess people just filed earlier this year. We had a big, big rush on boats, lawnmowers especially, and side-by-sides and ATVs. But it's kind of chilled down on that, and it's back in the normal flow of things.
Yeah, but you can't find a B-2 bomber anywhere.
It's hard, man. You know, it's hard. And the credit you need for one of those just to put the fuel in.
They're pretty high dollar.
They're high dollar.
One thing that's always really amazed me about your dealership down here is you guys sell Case tractors, and there's not a lot of farmland around here. But so what – where do you sell most of these tractors?
And that's kind of like the point we made earlier, talked about going, like the way we market ourselves. I mean, we've sent tractors to Pennsylvania, we've sent them to Indiana, Texas, Arkansas, like anywhere in the southeast for sure, and some northern northwest we have got too. But I mean, it's just lower pricing. We'd rather do volume. Make a little on a lot versus a lot on a little. But we also advertise it. We're not the guys that put an ad in Craigslist or put a sign at the road, come see us for all your tractor needs. I mean, all of us are posting on Marketplace. We're getting them out there for our customers to see, because, like, if Kelly wants to one day just get that lawnmower, right, he can be in his recliner scrolling through Marketplace and see one of our posts. Boom, here's ZTX 52 lawnmower, blah, 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 0 for $48. Apply now. Boom, text us, send you the link, get you approved.
And you say you send them. How do you physically send a tractor, though?
Oh, man, I mean, you can DocuSign everything. So a lot of the stuff now, we just do DocuSign here. So
no, I think he means how do you get the tractor there.
Yeah, oh, we have delivery. We have two delivery drivers full-time, two, you know, a 3500 and a 4500 truck with goosenecks. And, I mean, you know, like today or yesterday, Scott, one of our guys, sold a TB290. Well, we had to go to Atlanta, get it. Guy brought it back, and then Scott will have it delivered 3 or 4 hours away next Monday.
That's customer service, man.
I mean, but I think that's where it separates us, where so many people's like, oh, man, yeah, you can come get it for that price right there. Well, I mean, diesel being a little higher, we used to do 150 miles of free delivery. Now we backed it down to 100 miles free delivery. Anything over that, $3 a mile, hopefully, you know, cover our diesel at least, you know, just to kind of get something back.
Sure, you got to.
But that's what separates us. I mean, we'll deliver boats, we'll deliver you know, lawnmowers. We've delivered tractors, skid steers, excavators, you name it. And I mean, that's where you can separate yourself.
And your internet marketing has always been really aggressive, and you guys are always on the cutting edge as far as that kind of stuff goes. Tell us where people can go to see your selections, your different models, things that they can shop online.
Yeah, so we've got two different websites. We have three different websites. You can go to RamyMotorPowerSports.com. That's all the fun stuff that we sell, right? And then we have Ramy Motors MS, which that's going to be our car side. And then we did do a marine website, but something didn't jive with it real good, and we couldn't get the feedback on it. So I think we did shut it down, and we just revert everybody back to Ramy Motors MS. You can get in there, click on anything you want. If you like it, you can hit inquire there. It'll send an inquiry to our system here. Or if you want to do an application right there, hit the application button, fill it out. It comes straight to our computers, and one of us four on our team will reach out to you the next morning and get everything rolling. Yeah.
Why are used cars, and I hear this from a lot of people, Dakota, why are used cars now so expensive?
I mean, I think the market flipped back because, you know, COVID happened, and then they went expensive, and then everybody was flipped. I mean, you're looking at somebody here that, like, I went and bought a truck, a new one time during COVID. And I think I've told you this story. I literally bought the truck for $70,000 and literally drove it for about a month and a half. I had to do my first oil change. I bring it in. The guy says, hey, man, would you be interested in trading your truck? Sure, and what you give me for it? I got offered $9,000 more than I paid for it during COVID because you couldn't get them, right? But then that kept happening.
Right.
And then it just killed the used side, and everybody right. be $25,000 flipped on them. And then now they went back down, they went through their spurt, and now I think the financing has gotten better for used. Because, I mean, like Drew's got four, you can get a 4.25. I got a 3.9 on my used F-250 the other day. Yeah. That's unheard of on used stuff. I think the financing market has flipped, so now people can finance a used car dang near what they can a new one.
I had a similar experience. I bought my wife a used SUV during COVID, kept it about 2 months, and sold it for a few thousand dollars more than I paid for it, and used that money to buy a new one.
Yep. And that's the thing. You could literally, that people were paying $8,000 to $10,000 more for a used vehicle
Correct.
Than they would a new one.
Correct.
And you can make some money doing it, man. I ain't gonna lie, I flipped three or four of them during COVID. I was one of the guys that did it. I mean, it was free money. I mean, you literally go drive a vehicle for 2 or 3 months and make $7,000 or $8,000. I mean, it was easy. Like, okay, I don't like the color now.
Well, anytime you're dealing with somebody at Ramy's, you're dealing with somebody that's trustworthy and somebody that that tells the truth. In fact, Dakota said today before the show that because of JoJo Parker from Purvis High being drafted by the Blue Jays and Jacob Parker having a great year at Mississippi State, that he is willing to give the front seat up to at least the Parker boys as being the best players to ever play.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to clarify something. Dakota brought that up. Dakota never one time said that. We labeled that on Dakota. That is strictly
finally
on us,
the truth.
Dakota.
All the listeners that know me finally can hear
that. Is the truth, Dakota.
Finally.
We tagged you with that. You had nothing to do with
it. I will gladly pass the torch. Absolutely.
Dakota, we really appreciate it. When we come back in the last segment, I want you to give us the origin of this dealership because it's so unique.
Perfect. Yeah.
How you came about creating such a multi-product dealership, okay?
Absolutely, man.
Dakota will join us here in a few minutes.
And next up, Coach Kyle Lindsay, the head coach of the Purvis Tornadoes, who pitched for the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. His team's getting ready to play tonight, but we've got Coach Kyle Lindsay, former Eagle, now head coach of the Tornadoes, next on the Eagle Hour.
All right, stay with us.
And we're 26 games in now, and our top arm's thrown 600 pitches all year.
That's good.
You know, and the ones behind him are in ones in 500, 400s, and then 300s everybody else. And, you know, I think that's one thing we've done well this year is build depth.
Kyle, when you look back on your career at Southern Miss, you were there the 09 year, which was the World Series year. With all due respect, I mean, you're a native of Purvis, but with all due respect, physically, you're not what the prototype pitcher is today. It seems like if a guy isn't 6'4 or 6'5, they don't even get looked at anymore from the mound. You're obviously not 6'4 or 6'5, but yet pitching was your forte. Take us back to your days at Southern Miss, and what did you learn most? What did you take from those years that has helped you develop into the coach you are today?
You know, you look at Coach Berry and Coach Palmer and the investments they made in their players and how they challenged them. And, it was almost like that father figure that you didn't want to let down and you wanted to give everything you got on the field for. That's kind of the mindset that I believe the guys on our team, you know, had. And we also had some pretty good leaders on the club. Bo Davis, Brian Dozier, those guys kind of rallied the troops. You know, Dozier was hurt at the end of the year, but he was an unbelievable leader, and we just kind of, you know, got hot at the right time and enjoyed the ride, man. You know, physically, I wasn't what you look for in a stat book, but you just go out there and you find a way to compete and find a way to win and believe in yourself.
Is that fair, though? Because I've always told people, and quarterbacks, too, there was a high school quarterback might be 5'10", and they'll go, yeah, he's got great numbers, but doesn't get a look at Division One because he's too short. I mean, either you can play or you can't play, I've always thought.
Well, you know, Kyler Murray is 5'9", moving around, but, you know, I knew when it was time for me to give up football when I couldn't see over the line of scrimmage to throw the ball anymore. So, you know, and on the baseball field, I had to find the tallest spot on the field to stand, and that was the pitcher's mound. So that's why I went that route.
But, I mean, the fact nowadays they just flush you. It doesn't matter.
Well,
what you can
now
do.
A big thing is the radar gun. You know, if you can't run it up there and bust 90, and now you watch college baseball and they're bringing guys out that are really throwing the baseball hard, and you watch a big league game and those guys, you can't come out of the pen if you don't touch 100, it seems like. You know, so velocity is really overtaking the game a lot. You know, and I was more of a guy that just had some pitchability. You know, and that's I believe what has helped me most develop high school and junior college pitchers.
Do you think that's good? Because, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend of the show, Bobby Hallford, over at William Carey, and he was talking to me about high school pitchers throwing, you know, 95 to 100, which is obviously rare, but seeing the velocity continue to increase even at the high school level. Do you think that's good? I mean, you know, we're seeing a lot more Tommy John surgeries once you get to college, and that could be a result of that.
Yeah, I think everybody's got, you know, X number of bullets in their arm, and at some point, you know, if you hit that number, you're gonna give out. You know, at the same time, I think kids are playing a lot more baseball now than they did when I was growing up. So, you know, I think their arms are getting stronger, and they're working out more in a specialized area than we did when I was coming through. And they're doing it at an earlier age. So, you know, you see those velocity jumps, and, you know, people like to say the radar guns have gotten better, so they're picking up a tick or two higher as well. But I think there's a correlation of throwing hard and pitching more is why obviously why we're seeing the Tommy Johns.
Former Southern Miss pitcher, now head coach of the Purvis Tornadoes, Kyle Lindsay is with us. Coach, last few minutes with you before we let you go, and you literally got to get out the door, I know. But to Southern Miss fans who are freaking out because there's something wrong with this team. They're just not, when you look at the numbers, They're not all that dissimilar to seasons past where they've had good teams. What would be your message to somebody that works in it?
You know, I don't know exactly where they sit in the RPI. I know in 2009 we were on the bubble. We get in as a 3 seed. You go to Georgia Tech, and you just got to get hot at the right time. And I think Southern Miss fans need to realize that Coach Oz has got the ship and moving in the right direction. When the waters get rocky, you know, he's not wavering. He's going to continue to do what he does, and the Eagles are going to continue to do what they do, and they're going to win baseball games. So, you know, so either get behind them or get out of the ship. You know, grab a paddle and paddle, or you know, go find another team that you enjoy.
You've been around enough that you've got a little bit of old school in you because you played under Palmer and Barry, but you've also seen these new age parents, helicopter parents, whatever. Have athletes changed, or has it been the parents that have changed?
You know, I don't think kids have changed at all. It's what we allow them to do and the way that we treat them, I think, has changed the most. You know, I think we've got to hold them accountable. You know, and if we do that and you tell them what's expected of them, then they're going to meet those expectations most of the time. Kids like to be disciplined, and they like, you know, to have things structured, and it's just all how you handle them. If we allow somebody to get away with something, they're going to continue to do it.
I think a lot of parents say – are not holding them accountable.
No, correct. I agree. And it's, you know, we're at the day that you want immediate results. You know, as a player and a parent, you want to show what you've done and that you're keeping up with the Jimmys and Joes and or the Joneses, however you want to phrase it. But, you know, baseball is a game that you got to continue to work if you want to get where you want to be.
A lot of kids are doing nothing but baseball now. We've heard other colleagues of yours say, if I have a guy that's played nothing but baseball, but a guy that's also been down in a three-point stance playing football, I'll take that football guy every time. Your thoughts?
In the off season, you know, and it comes a point in time in everybody's life where they've got to specialize in one, I believe. You know, whether it's professional level, college, high school, whatever it is, it's different for each individual. But they've got to, you know, find a way to compete is my biggest thing. And you can't do that in the off season of baseball. So compete as much as you can.
Kyle Lindsey, coach of Purvis, former Southern Miss pitcher, Purvis native. Thanks for joining us, Coach. Good to see you.
Glad to have you. Glad to be here and good to see y'all.
When we come back, we're going to take a look at the weekend in the Sun Belt. We'll maybe make some predictions as to how we think this Bobcat Golden Eagle series is going to turn out. And Bob Getty, we'll wake him up and get him back on the program here in just a moment as the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road at Ramey Motors in Purvis. We come down here quite a number of times every year. They always make us feel really welcomed, and we're always happy to be down here with you guys, Dakota.
We appreciate y'all coming. I was a little upset today. I forgot to stock the bar over there for
I noticed
my man Kelly. And
yeah, but did you notice him nosing around and opening the cabinets and stuff?
And you know what he come back with, Bob? I'm looking for a tissue from my glass.
Yeah, right. Said, after he saw the three of us look. Did you buy that, Dema, that he was digging through the snack cabinet looking for tissues for his glasses?
Well, this is a big store, Bob, and out of all the places around here that he chose to go first
to look for
a tissue – he went right to the snack box, not to the bathroom, not to the front desk here, just happened to be the snack bar that he went to first.
Just happened to be. Yeah, not the front desk with the box of tissue sitting on top.
Yes. Yeah, that wasn't it right there. No.
Hey, Dakota, before we get on to our weekend stuff with baseball, real quick, how did this concept begin here with so many multiple products?
So really it all truly started down at Mr. Brad's corporate office where his grocery stores are run out of here in Purvis. Mm-hmm. The boys, Taylor and Ford, they got in there and they got a few cars and started selling cars and started doing really well. And Mr. Brad's like, hey, guys, y'all are kind of outgrowing my office here, like in the little space they had. So, you know, Brad, knowing Mr. Dennis Pierce, they got in here, you know, made a deal out with this place. And at first it was just cars. And then, you know, we picked up Mahindra tractors just to kind of get something out there for the power sports. And then our general manager, now Brian, come from a Honda dealership in Pearl River who had shut down. Well, we snagged Honda from there. And dude, it's just been really something every year ever since. You know, we went Mahindra, Honda, G3 boats, Gravely mowers, Suzuki. And then we ran XL boats, and then we got All Weld, South Fork. But every year we try to pick something up new. Like last year was Takahashi skid steers and excavators, which has been huge for us in the market. And this year we're working on golf carts. That's something that we need to bring to the table, and hopefully a new brand of side-by-sides and ATVs.
So the multiple products is not going to end where it's at.
As long as these three guys I sell with every day are here, we're never going to stop.
Well, I mean,
every year we got to pick something. You got to keep it fresh. You just got to keep it going.
Yeah. Like right before we went on the air, a man walked in and he said, I heard y'all got live bait here. And I was like,
yeah, I didn't know that.
Whatever they're
doing. Yeah, we got crickets and worms, and then they're working on getting a fish tank to do live fish, like, you know, shiners, goldfish for the guys that run lines. And I mean, literally, one end of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah, well, that's
pretty
cool.
We got a 50 cent Minna to a $150,000 excavator.
Now, there's a logo right there.
I mean,
from 50 cent Minnas to a $150,000 excavator.
It's all under one roof, and it's crazy, but I think that's, again, too, it separates us from a lot of our competition.
But no snacks for Kelly.
Not today, and I promise I'm gonna put a work order in for that for next time when he comes.
Well, I've noticed that y'all cut the snacks out
truckload.
Since the day last year he went over there and raided. Literally, the man literally ate your lunch.
Oh, that was my Popeyes.
Yes.
And I can't really blame
And you
him
set
on
it down for a minute to serve a customer, and he went in your office and ate your food.
I can't blame him on Popeyes chicken. I come back in there, and he said, "Dakota, was this your chicken?" I said, "It looks like it was, Kelly." He said, "Well, it was good."
You saw that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I was here.
All right, let's get on to the Sun Belt baseball this weekend. Let's get our man here involved in picks. Let's start with Southern Miss. How do you see the Golden Eagles doing against Texas State in a series that they really, really need to win?
What I want to say is they're going to take two or three from Texas State, but, man, Texas State can hit. And if we're not going to hit, my prediction is we're going to lose the series.
Dima?
I'm with them. And I know that a lot of people are going to be a little, you know, like, what? Like, are we, you know, but my thought is, like, when do we expect Southern Miss to change? And until they change, I'm just going to have to assume that it's going to stay the same. And if like, do you think Southern Miss is going to score 7 runs a game this weekend?
I don't.
This might be what it takes to beat a team
this
like
is what I think.
Even if
I
you
think,
pitch well.
I think tonight's going to show us a lot.
Yeah.
If they come out and hit the ball tonight with their best guy on the mound, that's a really good sign. But if they come out tonight and struggle at the plate again, then I become very concerned about the weekend, yes.
But
yes.
This is also the time of the year, and I think you all agree.
That they normally turn it around.
We turn it on. We'll rack off 13 wins out of the next 15 games. But
correct.
That's what's fixing to have to happen. Quick,
a series like this is one of those series where it's almost like a fork in the road moment where, like, what team are you going to be, right? Where you win this series, a lot of momentum going forward, especially with the opponents you have coming up. You can start stacking up wins. You lose this series – you know, then you're like, man, I mean, are you trying to just scramble to get the 3 or 4 seed in the tournament? You know, this is a big weekend for standings.
I think you can look at the first third of the year. You can look at the middle third of the year. And now the question is, which road are they going to go down the last third of the year?
Fork in the road. Yeah,
is that fair to say?
I think that's very fair to say.
It's 100% fair.
You know, I talked to Oz yesterday over at the press conference, and he said that as well. He said, listen, we have to forget the first two. He said, a lot of people want to talk about the 15-2 start, but we also have to forget that. This is about the next 17 games.
Yeah.
It's not about the first 17. It's not about the last 17. It's about the next 17 games.
Is that
games.
How many are left?
I don't know how many are left.
I think he's right on that. Me and the wife looked, and I was like, if we're going to have a 40-win season and keep doing what we've been doing,
it's time
to turn the heat up, baby. Time to turn it up.
I agree. Well, let's hope this is a turnaround weekend, guys. Dakota, thanks for having us down, man.
I appreciate y'all coming down, brother. Always enjoy the company.
All right, we'll be back in the studio Monday. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Kelly, that's not where you get tissue.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.